from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. It's been since early Saturday morning that a 20-year-old Timmins woman and her 17-month-old daughter have been seen. It's the involvement of the toddler that has police more concerned than usual. City Police Communications Coordinator Mark DePozzi says Caitlin Viancourt and Layla Clark could be anywhere.
We're looking into her cell phone and banking records, and that's the things that would give an indication as to where she is at present. So we're hopeful that this yields some useful information in determining her current whereabouts.
If you've seen the mother and daughter or noticed any social media activity about them, you're asked to contact Timmins Police. The first season of the BIA's Urban Park is this Wednesday across two blocks of 3rd Avenue in Timmins. Summer coordinator Allison McManus says that 10:30 to 1:30 event will have a story time and kids' activities, including a superhero twist on musical chairs called Freeze Dance to superhero music.
You just dance, and then when we stop the music, the kids have to stop, and if they haven't stopped, they're out. The last person standing will get free movie tickets.
The weekly Urban Park moves a block west for the summer, happening between Pine Street and Balsam Street. There is a general purpose for the Hollinger Open Pit Lookout that's open daily until September 30th. Brian Neely, External Relations Manager for Newmont Porcupine, says you get a great view of the mining operation in the pit and a great view of the city. And he's heard of a few ideas unique to a mining town.
Over the past handful of months, I've had a few people request to have weddings and to have wedding pictures taken there.
That's okay to Neely, with the proviso that it is a public viewing area and will not be shut down for private events like weddings. Well, there are some amazing early 20th century photos that help chronicle the history of Timmins right back to the beginning. Museum director, curator Karen Bachman has already told us about Maude Auer and Harry Peters. Art Tomkinson is another shutterbug who caught images of the early mining properties as they grew.
And then Charles C. was a druggist downtown. He also was a bit of an amateur photographer and took a number of photographs of different areas in the downtown core.
Next Monday, we move from still shots to motion pictures filmed in Timmins. To sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.